Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
He says National Guard troops will deploy to Memphis next week after President Trump signed an order this month approving the deployment to help curb crime.
Personnel from 13 agencies will be on the ground in Memphis next week. It will begin a phased operational approach.
The mayor of Memphis says crime has fallen in the past 2 years. A report from the New York City Medical Examiner is determining the shooter who killed four people at a Midtown office building this summer had traumatic brain injury known as CTE. Shane Tamura was a former high school football player. Police say he may have been targeting the NFL, which had offices in the building. President Trump announcing a new round of tariffs that kick in October 1st. It includes hikes on furniture and cabinet imports, along with heavy trucks. On Wall Street today, stocks finishing on a high note due to positive economic data. This is ABC News. After returning to the air on most ABC stations, Jimmy Kimmel Live is making a return on a group of stations who continued to preempt the show.
Jimmy Kimmel!
When Jimmy Kimmel Live returned to ABC earlier this week after the show was paused following remarks involving the murder of Charlie Kirk, two companies that own ABC affiliates, Nexstar and Sinclair, continued to postpone the show. Now Sinclair announcing it will end its preemption of Jimmy Kimmel Live effective immediately. That means the show will be returning to markets like Seattle and Washington, D.C. Sinclair saying it is inconsistent to champion free speech while demanding that broadcasters air specific content. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Storms on the eastern seaboard this weekend could raise the risk of flooding in many areas, including Virginia. And a new storm brewing in the Atlantic could become a hurricane with the Carolinas and the mid-Atlantic states in the path next week. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Look for partly cloudy conditions tonight with patchy fog likely, low 55. Few morning clouds tomorrow, then sunny skies the rest of the day. Still warm, high 81, and mostly clear and cool tomorrow night. Some patchy fog possible, low 46. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny. The winds are out of the south at 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 80 degrees.
We're in Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports that Gavin Thompson has been transported from Nebraska and is in custody at the Iowa County Jail. Thompson was apprehended following an endangered missing person investigation in Dodgeville. The Dodgeville Police Department responded to a welfare check in the city of Dodgeville on July 15th for Dorinda Sedgebreck. Her vehicle was not located at the scene and a public notification was issued. Investigators discovered that the vehicle was possibly in the state of Nebraska, and information was relayed to the Nebraska State Patrol. On July 16th, a Nebraska State Trooper spotted the vehicle on I-80 in Lincoln. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, which resulted in a vehicle pursuit ending when the vehicle crashed and the driver, identified as Gavin Thompson, 23 of Dodgeville, fled on foot and was subsequently arrested and transported to the Lancaster County Jail in Nebraska. The body of Dorinda Sedgebreck, 67 of Dodgeville, was located in the vehicle. Gavin Thompson faces four felony charges of first-degree intentional homicide, burglary armed with a dangerous weapon, taking and driving a vehicle without consent, and hiding a corpse. A Dane County dog breeder has rejected a $55,000 fine from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Ridgeland Farms, which breeds beagle puppies for scientific research, was fined by DATCAP for alleged animal welfare violations related to surgeries performed on beagles. Most of the violations involve a procedure known as cherry eye surgery, which removes a third eye gland. Ridgeland Farms says it did not allow unlicensed employees to perform the surgeries, or if they did, regulations allowed it. According to state law, DATCAP can't enforce crimes against animals. That would be up to a local law enforcement. The River Valley School Fair had a special visitor today, and WRCO's Phil Nee was there.
Sarah Hagano, Allison Dairyland is here. Sarah, nice to see you on the River Valley School grounds.
Hey, it is so great to be here, Phil. Thanks for having me. I'm having a blast so far.
So I heard it a little bit when you were in the ring talking to the students. So you've had a little bit of a background in this kind of thing, too.
I certainly have. I grew up very active in 4-H and FFA, where I had the opportunity to show my dairy cattle and other livestock species across the state and at local fairs, of course. So it is so heartwarming to see a lot of the kids here experiencing the same things, be able to gain those lifelong critical skills, and really make fun memories along the way.
Absolutely. Your story, I know your sister was Alice, what, a couple of years ago?
2 years ago, yes. My sister Ashley served as the 76th Alice in Dairyland. And for us, especially for me, it is just so meaningful to become a part of another sisterhood with my sister and really my best friend. She has been there for me every step of the journey, and it's so honorable to be able to share in this experience together now.
I was going to say, there wasn't this sister rivalry thing going on, like, you did it, I'm going to do it. I mean, she encouraged you, I guess.
Not at all, yes. I think from a very young age, I know we both kind of had this dream to serve as Alice someday. Being exposed to the program early on in our lives and being able to see her at lots of different events growing up. So both of us have always wanted to serve in the role, and now for it to have worked out in this way, I feel so incredibly lucky and fortunate that we both have been able to be a small part of the legacy. And I also recognize it's not about Ashley and I and the history we've made. It's about the wonderful legacy that 78 women, or 77 women, I should say, have created and will continue to create well into the future to promote and support Wisconsin agriculture.
You've been around the state a little bit, Sarah. Have you seen some things and places that you hadn't been to before?
I certainly have. There are lots of places that I have never been to before. I get to travel to Marathon County monthly in preparation for the 79th Alice in Dairyland Finals in May 2026. So I've spent a lot of great time with the communities up there learning about their dairy industry. Ginseng, of course, as well, is another big crop in Marathon County, as they produce 95% of America's cultivated ginseng. I also went up to Antigo recently, where I haven't spent a lot of time before, but big potato country up there. Had the opportunity to see a potato harvest, which is going on across the state right now, and take that in to learn more about our Wisconsin potato and vegetable industry. Overall, it's been really fun to travel a lot of different roads, be to places I've never been before. Even this area I haven't spent much time in previously in my life. So it's so great to get out and experience the Wisconsin landscape and the beautiful, beautiful country that we have.
A school fair, that's kind of a rarity these days. It's one of only three. It's a unique thing. What have you been impressed with the most here so far?
Oh boy, this is a very impressive event, like you said. I think just the community support. You see all of the kids out here, and really their parents, mentors, guidance figures in their lives, everyone that's coming out to support this event is really incredible. Rolling up, I didn't know that, I had never been here before, but to just see the crowd that has gathered and really their excitement and their celebration about what we're able to do today is heartwarming to me.
You talk about life lessons. It really is for the youngsters here, isn't it?
It really is. Through exhibiting either animals or non-animal projects or anything they're involved with agriculture, you have the opportunity to follow a project through and understand the hard work that goes into it, some of the dedication, maybe at times perseverance, that you have with all of your project. And I think the best thing at the end is learning those triumphant moments and how you can follow a project through and then have such fulfillment at the end. You carry that with you through life as you're either in a career, personally developing, maybe in school, as many of these kids are. So it's that perseverance, the grit, the hard work, the critical thinking and learning that goes along with it that agriculture has the opportunity to give to youth.
Well, you obviously took a lot from your 4-H days and your FFA days to carry on to this journey, I'm sure.
Yes. public speaking was one of the best skills I gained from my time in 4-H and FFA and is definitely coming in handy as Alice now. I think being able to meet so many wonderful people throughout the agricultural community too, whether it was in 4-H or some of the dairy breed organizations or FFA, has really served me well now as I get to network with lots of different communities across the state and share my story with them.
Thanks for joining us, Sarah. Sarah Hagenow joining us, Alice in Dairyland here on WRCO Radio.
The Richland Center City Auditorium will be holding the Central Avenue Block Party tomorrow from 2 until 6 outside the City Auditorium at the 100 block of North Central Avenue in Richland Center. The event is being held to celebrate the work being done on the auditorium building. Dave Roberts is a member of the Richland Center City Auditorium Board.
The Central Avenue Block Party is really a celebration of this particular phase of renovation that we're doing. We're going to have bands. We have three bands playing. There's going to be food. TKO Barbecue is going to be there providing food. There's going to be beverages, so live music, dancing. It's just going to be a good time just to celebrate what we're doing.
The live music features entertaining artists and groups from the area.
We've got Marty Cena coming at 2 o'clock, the Birch Brothers at 3 o'clock, and a band from Madison, Stone Cold Country, is going to play from 4 to 6. So should be a lot of music, a lot of fun.
The event is free and fun for the whole family, and you are welcome to bring your own chair. There will also be designated areas for anyone who feels like dancing. Tours of the recently renovated City Auditorium are also available. Enjoy the celebration and fun at the Central Avenue Block Party tomorrow from 2 until 6 outside the City Auditorium in Richland Center. Proceeds from the food and beverage sales will help support the auditorium. This weekend is the final weekend of the 9th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living. The tours will be from 10 until 4 tomorrow and Sunday. Rural farms, artists, and businesses open their doors to welcome you. The tour is for the whole family, and many of the stops have activities for everyone to enjoy, including the children. Dorothy Harms is a co-organizer of the event.
Several of our venues are really great kid-friendly stops. We've got Country Roots Corn Maze, so a corn maze for the kids to get out. I know Heather has got like a whole CSI investigation set up for that. Another really fun one is the Idaho Valley, the IDES Greener Grass Collective, and they've got this wonderful playscape for kids to get out and explore on their farm. And several of the farms that are new to the tour this year are young families. And one of our goals have always been to help support young farmers and getting them a leg up. Several of them, their kids will be there. They'll have animals for you to pet, to touch, places to play. And so I think this is definitely a family-friendly event.
The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of Northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. The tour is free of charge. You are encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all your farm fresh purchases and dress for the weather, because the tour will happen rain or shine. The 9th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is tomorrow and Sunday from 10 until 4 both days. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. More information can also be found on the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour Facebook page. On Saturday, September 27th and October 11th, the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin will be flown at half-staff, coinciding with the final alarm ceremony and silent procession at the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial Park in Wisconsin Rapids, which is hosted by the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial. In May, Governor Evers signed an executive order ordering the flags to be flown at half-staff in observance of Wisconsin Firefighters Memorial Day during Fire Prevention Week, October 5th through 11th. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Patty Dix on ticket 278 and Connie Zijia on ticket 41.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh...
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center, died September 19th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65, of Boaz, died August 12th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jean Maureen Welsh, 65, of Boaz. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center, died September 10th at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from noon until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Wednesday from 4:30 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with some farmers on a large project. I helped them buy a 100-plus acre farm in Dane County. They only wanted the farmland, so we made a plan and got to work. I worked with surveyors in the county to create and rezone 3 new lots. We sold one lot with buildings at real estate auction, and then I listed and sold the other 2 building lots. Along the way, I got driveway permits, worked with the DNR on potential wetland issues, and sold excess equipment from the buildings at auction. Our legal team handled the paperwork, and our title company partners closed and insured the transactions. The farmers were left with all tillable land the way they wanted it, that was almost paid for by the work we did. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Here is your weather update for WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. We are going to continue to have some clouds moving in as we get into later tonight. The warmer temperatures are going to be sticking around too. We are going to be expecting some patchy fog likely during the late overnight hours. We'll be dropping down just to the mid-50s for overnight lows. Winds are expected to be on the calm side. as we get into our weekend on Saturday. A few morning clouds to start off the day, then plenty of sunshine for the rest of the morning into the afternoon. Still going to be a bit warmer. We're looking at highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Winds will start off coming from the south and then shift and come from the west up to 10 miles an hour. For Saturday night, mostly clear skies and cooler temperatures can be expected. Some patchy fog is also possible for Saturday night into Sunday morning, lows dropping to the mid-40s. Winds are going to be on the calm side. Rounding out the weekend on Sunday, we're looking at plenty of sunshine and pleasant conditions. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 70s. Winds will remain on the calm side. Kicking off next week into Monday, we're looking at very warm temperatures for this time of year with a few afternoon clouds. Highs are going to be in the low to mid 80s. As we get into our Tuesday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with still above average temperatures sticking around. We're also going to be feeling a little bit more on the humid side, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. The middle of the week on Wednesday, we are expecting plenty of sunshine with a few clouds and a slight bit cooler in those temperatures, mid 70s for highs in the middle of the week on Wednesday. And as we get closer to the end of next week on Thursday, mostly sunny skies and dry conditions can be expected. Temperatures will be reaching the mid-70s once again. For WRZO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your Friday.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 80 degrees after a high today of 83 and a morning low of 49. Yesterday's high was 79 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1986 is 86 degrees with a record low of 29 that was set back in 1966. Last year's high was 80 with a low of 46. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:52 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:54. Winds are out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.85 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 80 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
And it's time for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry gets put into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. This hour's word is bank. B-A-N-K. Like I just deposited some money on the bank. All you have to do is download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done so yet, go onto the app and find your station and use the text button to send the keyword bank. B-A-N-K. Good luck.
Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce,
which leads to the act of giving in to that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. With a look at tonight's high school football action, here's Phil Nee.
We begin our preview with eight-player football tonight. Wisconsin Heights at Kickapoo LaFarge, Belmont at North Crawford, Highland at Wanewalk Weston, Monticello at DeSoto. It's also Riverdale playing at Pecatonica Argyle tomorrow afternoon, starting at 2. Other games locally in the Six Rivers, Waseca Seneca at Blackhawk Warren, Iowa Grant at Potosi Cassville, Boscobel visits River Ridge, SWAL Turner at Mineral Point, Darlington visits Fenimore, Belleville at Southwestern, and Cuba City at Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg. In the Scenic Bluffs, Cashton at Brookwood, Hillsboro hosts New Lisbon, Royal at Bangor, and Ithaca at Nisida. I talked to co-head coach Kyle Kelly, and he says the Bulldogs, if they want to make the playoffs, have their work cut out.
Yeah, that's their goal, to start the season, to make the playoffs. So I predict at this point we have to win out to make it. So I told the kids we essentially are starting over 0-0, and every team is going to get their own week, and we have to go 4-0 here to make it and reach our goal.
The Bulldogs at Nisida this evening. Southwest Conference, New Glarus at Platteville, Prairie du Chien at Broadhead Judah, Lancaster at Dodgeville, and coming up later tonight, Richland Center at River Valley. I asked Coach Andy Troxell of Richland Center, what makes the Blackhawks tough?
Well, they've got speed, like I said, you know, and so if they get quick slants, right, or if they kind of have these long fades, you know, that's the kind of stuff that's going to separate them, you know, with whoever their opponent is. So we have to make sure that we play assignment-based football in the secondary.
River Valley coach Tyler McLean talked about the Hornets for us.
They kind of have some good athletes, both at the quarterback position and the running back position. Their quarterback does a very nice job extending plays and giving his receivers chances to go up and go get the ball. The running back has some speed as well. We'll do our best to try to contain them defensively. Offensively, they also have some athletes as well. They can create a lot of pressure getting to the quarterback. We'll have our game plan for them and look to execute Friday night.
Richland Center at River Valley. Football can be heard beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show at 6:35. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock at River Valley High School. I am Phil Nee.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
The Brewers close out the regular season with a three-game series against the Cincinnati Reds at home. Even though they clinched the division title some time ago, there's still something on the line. Milwaukee needs one victory or one Philly loss this weekend to hold the best record in baseball. That would mean a home field advantage. Quinn Priester starts tonight's game against the Reds, and and the first pitch for that contest will be at 7:10, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 6:35. Micah Parsons faces his former team as Green Bay visits Dallas exactly a month after the Packers acquired the star pass rusher in a blockbuster trade with the Cowboys. Dallas defensive tackle Kenny Clark also is facing his former team in prime time on Sunday night. The Packers sent Clark and two first-round picks for Dallas, and Clark is a 2016 first-round pick who spent his first nine seasons in Green Bay. The Dallas defense has looked vulnerable without Parsons. The Cowboys are last in the NFL in pass defense and near the bottom in sacks. Cowboy coach Brian Schottenheimer tells reporters his team is good enough to beat Green Bay even without wide receiver CeeDee Lamb and left guard Tyler Booker. ESPN is reporting Schottenheimer's committing comment after injuries to the two starters. The Packers are a one-touchdown favorite. The Dallas defense is giving up almost 31 points a game and ranks 30th in the NFL against the pass, 17th against the run. Green Bay needs a bounce-back game desperately after being ambushed by the Cleveland Browns 13-10. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hello everyone, this is Brian from Walsh's. Red Hot Deals are happening now at Ace Hardware, but only through September 30th. Keep your backyard lively with Ace Bird Suet, 11 ounces, just $1.29 each, or stock up on KT Songbird and Wild Bird Food. Buy one, get one free. And don't forget to grab your RV and marine antifreeze, two for $6.50 to protect your equipment this season. Ace Hardware, red hot deals for your home and backyard, but hurry, they end September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Our Kawasaki Fall Open House is September 30th to October 4th, and savings are going to be wild. We made a special buy on over 100 2024 and 2025 Kawasaki vehicles, like the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge HVAC, and we are passing the savings on to you. With some of the lowest prices in the country, these vehicles are sure to fly off the showroom floor. Hurry into our Kawasaki Fall Open House September 30th to October 4th at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com. Vitesnik Power Sports.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and hogs were higher Friday, cattle finished mixed, and corn closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on short covering and technical buying. Near-term forecasts have favorable harvest weather for most of the Midwest, and South American planting conditions do look good. The big bearish issue for soybeans is the lack of export demand from China. Still, with an end-of-the-week bounce, November beans are up a penny and a half at 10.13 and three quarters, and January was one and three quarters higher at 10.33. October meal was up 20 at 268.80. October bean oil was down 14 at 49.60. Corn was lower on profit-taking, monitoring the U.S. harvest pace and the planting weather in Argentina and Brazil. Corn has solid demand, but any significant upside might be limited by the expected record production. December was down 3.75 at 422, and March corn was 3.5 lower at 438.75. And wheat was lower on profit-taking and technical selling. U.S. winter wheat planting weather looks good, and conditions in Argentina and Australia are favorable. USDA's small grain summary is out on the 30th, along with quarterly grain stocks. December Chicago was 7 and a quarter lower at 519 and three quarters. December Kansas City was down 6 and three quarters at 505 and a half. December Minneapolis was 5 and a quarter lower at 567 and three quarters. Live cattle were mixed, waiting for the rest of the week's direct trade. October was down 25 at 231.80. December held at 234.30. On the tight supply of market-ready numbers, October feeders were up 295 at 357. And hogs were supported by tight supply projections, the steady to firm cash during the session, and the higher midday pork. October was up $1.40 at 101.50, and December was 242 higher at 91.05. Kellen Havikin has your full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Cattle country had some light trade reported Friday in western Nebraska and Colorado. The live business was marked at $235, which is below asking prices of $239. This allows some direct business that took place on Thursday, including Southern live deals, marked at $237, $3 lower on the week. In Nebraska, dress trade was reported Thursday at $365, $6 lower from last week. Box beef closed lower. Choice was 54 cents lower at $371.43, and select was 101 lower at $352.44. Estimated cattle slaughter was 88,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower. Buyers eased back after their more aggressive demand seen earlier in the week. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.32 lower with a base range of $95 to $106 with a weighted average price of $103.18. Pork values were $2.53 higher at $113.52. All cuts were higher. An estimated hog slaughter was 471,000 head, down 8,000 on the week. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tipsack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a large sale and the big round market was very good. Reminder, next hay sale will be October 8th. You can also buy hay and bedding throughout the week. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have more online only auctions coming up. Keep an eye out on our website at www.timsarkauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Missouri farmer Richard Fordyce says he has one big goal as he returns to USDA.
Technology is woefully behind within the agencies that make up the Farm Production and Conservation Mission area. There are a lot of things that I think that we can do, make it easier for farmers and ranchers to participate in programs.
Fordyce was recently sworn in as Undersecretary of Farm Production and Conservation. More news is next.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie. or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture says the lack of U.S. soybean sales to China is a major concern. Jerry Costello says farmers in his state rely on a solid relationship with the world's largest soybean buyer.
In 2023, the total exports from the state of Illinois agriculture was $13.7 billion. $957 million of that was to China in soybeans.
A Michigan farmer says the input price outlook is his biggest concern heading into 2026. Matt Frostick tells Brownfield.
Last year's price is even higher for next year. Some of the early pre-buy numbers are 30 and 40% higher than last year's numbers.
The USDA says red meat stocks were 7% below the end of August 2024, with a 13% drop in pork, due to lower production and good demand more than canceling out a 2% gain in beef. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
High dollar farmland sales continue across parts of the Midwest. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A farm real estate specialist says farmland sales have been relatively strong despite challenging economic conditions. On this episode, Jim Rethermich from Iowa Appraisal discusses why prices have been exceptionally high during September. More coming up on Brownfield.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Jim Rethermich, Vice President of Iowa Appraisal, says the Iowa farmland market specifically has held up very well this month, which has been a surprise.
I keep track of all the land auctions in Iowa, and this month we have about a little over 13,000 acres of land coming to the market for this month. So that's testing the market, and I'm telling you, Brent, the market's holding up very well. Just last week, there was one farm in Mitchell County, which is north central Iowa, along the Minnesota border, 80 acres, $24,400 an acre. Another sale last week, 140 acres, Dallas County, which is central Iowa, $20,100 an acre. Two separate tracts in Plymouth County, which is northwest Iowa, sold for $18,000 an acre. And 160 acres in Cedar County, that's northeast Iowa, $19,000 an acre. So the market's just rock solid.
Rethermich says the sales have been taking place despite challenging conditions for farmers.
And the reason why, corn prices have essentially been cut in half since the peak there in 2022. And the land market's down. I mean, it's down from the peak. It's down less than 10%, and we've seen almost over 40 to 50% reduction in corn prices. So it's stunning that it's this stable. I really don't have a good explanation for you other than 84% of the farm ground in Iowa is owned debt free. There's a lot of strong balance sheets out here. in rural Iowa that have the equity to buy land. That's the only thing I can really say that could be it. It's just remarkable how steady it is.
Rutherford says there's some buying opportunities for some potential buyers.
There's some opportunities on low quality farms. If what I'm noticing, there's some of these lower quality farms that's going to auction that are relying on just the local buyers. Those are kind of falling through the cracks, and I really think there's some good buying opportunities on those type of tracts of land.
And he says 13,000 acres of land has already come to the market in September. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with motors starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with motors as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
And once again, for our 5 o'clock hour, it's our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. And the word for this hour is bank, B-A-N-K. That's kind of like I put money in my piggy bank. Once again, our word is bank, B-A-N-K. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already, and go to WRCO and click on the text button and send the keyword, and that word is B-A-N-K, bank. Good luck.
Woke up, sunburned skin, and my beer's on ice, and my cig won't light, and I haven't even made it to the bank yet. My gas light's on, and my head's been pounding for too damn long, and I gotta get my buddies for another round. Sink that
That was Cam Allen with Lake Days right here on Country and Community, WRCO. Good evening. I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here playing some music till at least 6:35 this evening, and that's when we'll have high school football action. It'll be Richland Center at River Valley. It's River Valley's homecoming, and Phil Neal will be making the call for that game, and as mentioned, 6:35 is the pregame time, and the game will kick off at 7. Hope your Friday is a good one. God, it's a gorgeous one out there. Temperature has dropped a little bit. We're down to 78 degrees, but still not complaining with those sunny skies out there. Just a perfect day out there, so get out and enjoy. I'm sure a lot of you are going to high school football wherever you're at, and if you do, enjoy that weather, because tonight it's only supposed to be partly cloudy with patchy fog lightly, and then it's supposed to get down to 55 degrees. No talk about rain, nothing like last week where, you know, we had all of those, all that nasty weather, but hopefully you are will enjoy whatever you do this evening and all weekend long. And speaking of all weekend long, things going on, there's an event going on tomorrow that I would like to mention, and that's the Gaze Mills Apple Festival, and that's being held this weekend. The Apple Festival occurs on the final full weekend in September to coincide with the apple harvest. Events include a mini carnival, parade, vendor market featuring arts and crafts, a flea market as well, and a vast array, I should say, of music, dancing, food, and festivities at Robb Park, the Community Commerce Building, the Log Cabin Village, and the area orchards, and the Crawford County Fairground, and many other village locations. So be sure to take in the festivities if you are down in Gaze Mills this weekend.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's Apple Fest time in Gaze Mills. This weekend only, bring the whole family for carnival rides, live entertainment, and the sweetest apples you've ever tasted. Browse local crafts, enjoy hometown cooking, and make memories that'll last all season. Apple Fest is happening all weekend in beautiful Gaze Mills. Join the celebration and savor the taste of fall.
The Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge is set to thunder into the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th. Friday, October 10th, fans can watch the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m. Truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m. The Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m. and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Then on Saturday, October 11th, the action continues with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and dirt bike drags at 11 a.m., Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5, and Diesel Truck Challenge and vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. 2 days of diesel power and family fun at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO Studios is proudly powered by the Richland Family Restaurant, where the flavor's local and the music hits just right.
Crying on the pillow where you used to lay your head. I'ma cry myself to sleep. haven't told you a lie, 'cause I've been crying over you all night. Who says a man don't cry? Who says a man don't cry? I've been crying in my bed, crying in my bed. Who says a man don't kill away? You used to lay your head. I'ma cry myself to sleep tonight. Who says a man? Tonight, who says a man don't cry?
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks, with two locations for your convenience, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump has added a new round of tariffs.